means not shortchanging her, and instead giving her due pleasure. For a man, this may cause him to exude more confidence, knowing that he is able to satisfy his partner, while at the same time satisfying himself. This may play a big role in a relationship. While reading this book, keep in mind that sexual health is tackled through a multifactorial approach. Many different factors contribute to keeping the male reproductive system at its finest condition. All the topics discussed in this book point to the means to be able to reach the goal of lasting longer in bed, how to overcome premature ejaculation, become a best lover, and give more power and health to your penis naturally. Let's take a look at what your goals should be. Obviously, your main aim is to be able to last longer in bed and know that you have satisfied your woman. Many couples simply don't feel satisfied for one reason, because they don't communicate and neither knows what the other's goal is when it comes to sex. So, let's take a look at 5 goals of sex that will all have a relationship, direct or otherwise, on how long you last in bed. Goal 1. Orgasm. This is the one goal that most people seem to be after, the be-all and end-all of sex. Hopefully, both of you will achieve orgasm and then, that's it, all over until the next time. That's not a good goal for someone who suffers from premature ejaculation. Nobody will end up satisfied, and it will be all over quicker than it began. Why is orgasm a goal in sex? Is it a measure of whether the sex was pleasurable or not? If it is, it shouldn't be. Think back to times when you never orgasmed, but you had some amazing sex. Think back to when the sex was brilliant, but the orgasm was something of a damp squib. And of course, we've all had the one that came out of nowhere after what can only be described as mediocre sex. Sometimes that orgasm isn't going to happen, mostly for women, but sometimes for men as well. Not every woman will have an orgasm every time, but that doesn't mean you failed. It doesn't mean you should give up, and it doesn't mean that you are a bad lover. If you spend all your time focusing on the orgasm as the end goal, you might find it's too much pressure and you just won't get there. It isn't a bad thing to have an orgasm as a goal of sex. Some people do just want a quickie, and there isn't anything wrong with that. Just don't make it that way every time. Otherwise, you will never learn to stay the pace in bed. Goal 2. Pleasure. So, think back to that night when you had the most amazing sex, but neither of you was focusing on the orgasm. Everything just gelled. Everything flowed like it should, and you both just went for it. You may not have even ended up having an orgasm, but I bet it all felt good anyway. This is because you were focusing on, most likely subconsciously, the pleasure of the sex. There isn't any need to chase that orgasm. There isn't any need to get over the finishing line first, but there is a need to experience true, out-of-this-world pleasure. So why don't we do this all the time? Certainly, if you are not focusing on reaching the finishing post, you could find that you can last for some considerable time in bed. Unfortunately, life tends to get in the way, and sex begins to be seen as nothing more than a stress reliever. We all know that a good orgasm can knock stress on the head. Or, you don't have a great deal of time, you have to be up early and it's getting late, you need your sleep. It isn't that you're not enjoying sex, you just don't have time to. There's too much else going on. It is important that, while the quickie is fine on occasion, you find the time to spend in bed. Forget about the orgasm, forget about everything else that is going on in your life. Just lose yourself in the pleasure. Goal 3. Exploration. Did you spot an article on the internet or in a magazine showcasing a position you might like to try? Maybe it was about the G-spot and you want to know more. On some nights, forget about the orgasm. Forget about racing to the finishing post. Instead, concentrate on what you read, what you wanted to explore. You could even forget about the pleasure aspect. Your main goal here is to learn, to try out new things. But take it slowly. Take your time about things. And you know what? So what if you reach orgasm too early?